You're listening to EPN.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Show, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. My speech coaching advice for today revolves around a recipe for a highly persuasive speech. So, you're faced with a big responsibility, persuading an audience to accept your idea and take the action you propose. What should you say that will increase your likelihood of success? What ingredients combine to generate the right recipe for a persuasive speech? There are 7 ingredients that emerge as essential. Number 1, select a catchy, compelling theme and title. Winston Churchill did that when he spoke at Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, in 1946, warning that, in his words, from Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent. He was referring to, again, what he called the increasing measure of control from Moscow. Russia, America's ally in the Second World War, had become a symbol of tyranny and repressive power. The Iron Curtain reference created a vivid picture of the problem. Who could penetrate an iron curtain? Wasn't escape impossible? For a contemporary analogy, imagine that you are speaking to your civic club, urging the members to contribute to a local charity that provides shelter and guidance for homeless people. Your catchy, compelling theme and title could be Giving Housing and Hope to the Homeless and Hopeless. Number 2, make your proposal logical. In his famous 1963 I Have a Dream speech, which of course is another example of a catchy theme and title, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said that if you presented a promissory note to a bank, then you anticipated getting cash for the stated amount. It would be illogical for the bank to refuse payment for an official document. Likewise, he argued, America was defaulting on the promises made to all citizens in the nation's founding documents because black people were not receiving the guaranteed liberty and justice for all. Getting back to promoting your quest for dollars for the homeless, you would lose your audience by saying, a $50 contribution will feed a homeless person for a month. Well, anyone who buys groceries would balk at your claim as unreasonable. A more believable statement? Your $50 gift will provide breakfast for a week for someone who comes to our shelter. Number 3, tell a compelling story. During the most intensive phase of the civil rights struggle, famed comedian Dick Gregory toured the United States speaking about the terrible results of racial repression. Addressing students at Ohio University, he spent several minutes describing his fear when a policeman threw him to the pavement, put his foot on Gregory's neck, pointed a pistol at him, and threatened his life. More than 3,000 students remained spellbound as Gregory recalled those terrifying moments. For your fundraising quest for the homeless, use vivid details as you talk about one person your organization rescued from the street and how you prepared him to re-enter society as a productive individual. A stirring story will foster far more support than any statistics you might offer. Number four, picture the advantages that will follow acceptance of your plan. Example, when our club members complete generous gifts and pledges to the shelter we have chosen as our charitable cause for this year, we will rescue adults who have been roaming the streets and sleeping under bridges. We will bring good nourishment to dozens of children who have been underfed for weeks. And we will demonstrate once again that our community lives up to the motto that appears on every city limits sign, the community where no one remains a stranger. Number five, include testimonials from prominent people. Certainly, during the current political campaigns, we notice how energetically the candidates solicit endorsements from respected citizens. Note, too, how for decades, advertisements have featured celebrities from sports and entertainment circles. Referring again to the homeless campaign, you could say, our club is not the only group in town that is contributing time and money for this cause. I'm going to read you a letter now from the president of the Chamber of Commerce, who applauds our effort enthusiastically. Number six, without boasting, illustrate that you're doing what you're asking others to do. While you're challenging your fellow club members to give, affirm your personal commitment. Just yesterday, my wife Mary Lou and I visited the shelter. We saw firsthand what has been accomplished there. And we talked with the director about what will happen next. Before we left, we wrote our check in good faith, knowing we will help improve the lives of people who have been in desperate situations. Number seven, give a clear, specific call to action. In a religious setting, we would be referring to an altar call. In a sales setting, we're aiming for the close. In a fundraising campaign, we want checks, cash, and giving through credit cards. The previous six ingredients of a recipe for a persuasive speech have created interest, concern, and a willingness to participate. Still, we must ask for immediate action that will complete the recipe for a highly persuasive speech. Fortunately, when we have brought our audience this far, we need not be timid about making an ambitious request. Well-meaning listeners will heed our call. Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
This is the ePodcast Network.